This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz for Morning Devotions. Do you remember the popular children's Dr. Seuss book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas? This was a great story made into a movie in 2000 starring Jim Carrey. It's a Christmas classic that's been enjoyed by millions of people. Now, everyone in Whoville in the story loved Christmas. Everyone that it is except the Grinch. Now, he hated Christmas, and he'd made up this plan to spoil the joy of Christmas in Whoville. His plan was to dress up as Santa Claus and go into Whoville and steal all of their presents, all of their Christmas trees, and even the food for their Christmas dinners. Now, do you know why the Grinch hated Christmas so much? Here's part of the film. It says, "The Grinch hated Christmas. He hated the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be that perhaps his shoes were too tight. Could be that his head wasn't screwed on right, but I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small." And according to this story, it was because his heart was too small. Now, it is a delightful story with some really good lessons to learn, especially, of course, at this time, Christmas. I think there are many Grinches out there that threaten to steal our joy and peace at Christmas. We think we're buying just the right gift for someone. It receives a very cool reception. And the rush of this season, you know, the long lines and the slow traffic replaces a lot of the joy with frustration. And many relatives try our patience and the season passes and we feel there's something like unexpected. We just feel a bit like the holiday blues come in. You might know what I'm talking about. And with the arrival of a new year, we're relieved that the Christmas stress has passed. And we don't feel refreshed by the promise of Christ. I once heard someone say in a shopping mall, "I hate this time of the year." Well, more than we'd like to admit, we allow the craziness of the Christmas season to be the Grinch that comes into our hearts and steals our joy. However, there can be a new perspective that God can give us a transformed heart so that our circumstances don't dictate how we feel. And if I take the word Grinch and break it down letter by letter, that's G-R-I-N-C-H, I can say God reached into the world now and Christ brings hope. A bit different to Grinch, isn't it? So why would that new perspective help us? Well, during the holidays, we often strive to make the season just perfect. But if we're honest, our striving is often to fill a need in our own hearts with things that we may not have, love and acceptance or approval of others. And so the holidays tend to highlight this emptiness. It's a season of expectation, but it often comes up short. The parties or the gifts and the shopping somehow, deep down, doesn't meet our expectations and we feel a bit empty. Well, the heart of the Christmas season, I believe, can give you a new perspective. Because God says to you, in fact, "I have stepped into the world to satisfy your soul and to bring you joy. That's why I sent my Son, Jesus. Circumstances and people might disappoint you. Your joy, hope, and expectations can be filled in me." That's what really God is saying. And we can keep Grinch away by listening to some of the great hymns or the contemporary songs of Christmas. And there are some beautiful songs at Christmas time. Listen and prayerfully consider what the songs say. Open your Bible, read the Gospel of Luke, and you'll read the story there with new eyes. Put yourself in the place of the characters. For example, think of Mary. What must have it been like for Mary, a young girl, to receive? After 400 years of silence, God hadn't spoken, and yet here was a young girl receiving the news that she would become the mother of Jesus. How would she have felt? How would it have been like to face up to all the gossip and the being pregnant? How would you have handled that sort of thing? It may be necessary, I think, to stand back from the frantic nature of Christmas and set expectations to a real way. If life doesn't turn out perfect today, well, that's okay. God understands. Don't let these things catch you by surprise. Lord, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the wonderful time of the year. Help us to appreciate it in a new way today, I ask, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.